Another star athlete suspended. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. University of Washington senior Vannoy Overton, defensive star of the Husky basketball team, was suspended yesterday based on charges he supplied alcohol to a minor, specifically two 16-year-old girls who he then had sex with. But because Husky coach Lorenzo Romar knew the facts of the case weeks ago, commentators have skewered him for not suspending Overton sooner. And they point to BYU, which suspended one of its star players merely for having sober sex with his girlfriend. No charges at all. But could we call a quick timeout here? I know we all want gentlemen athletes. But if you look at any high-level athletic competition, it's a primal thing, right? It's regulated war. There's a clear winner and a clear loser. Except in soccer, of course. I realize that young people look up to athletes, and so we want to give them something to look up to. But that's unfair to the athletes, isn't it? You deliberately recruit these high-strung, competitive personalities, and then you ask them to turn it off the moment they step off the court so they can satisfy our need for moral examples. How about this? We stop looking to athletes as moral examples and look at them as athletes. That way all this stuff becomes the team's business and not something the rest of us have to agonize about. Because the fact is, what fans care about is whether the team wins. That's the nature of sports. Winning.
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 Winning. Yes.
Winning.
Sports fans want wins, not halos. Unless it's Halo 3, and then we want to win that too. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.